En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales electos, sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, rocking and rolling today on a Thursday. It is Chiefs week here in Buffalo. You know what that means, right? What does it mean? It means the Kansas City Chiefs are coming. That's really what it means. I mean, might mean different if it's Miami week or New England week, but a little different here. Somebody asked me, I was on a podcast, or actually doing our podcast, It's Always Game Day in Buffalo, with Matt Bove, and we actually had Josh Klingler on. He is the sideline reporter of the Chiefs, and we talked about this. And I was also asked on another radio program in Kansas City about this as well, which is basically, like, where are the Chiefs, like, in the rivalry kind of pecking order for Bills fans? And I thought it was a really interesting question. Actually, you know what? I was on a station, Joe Kelly, in, do you say Regina or Regina, Saskatchewan? How do you say it?
I'm definitely not going to have the right answer. I say Regina, I think.
Okay. I was on a radio show in Saskatchewan, and the host was a Bills fan. They brought me on for this week. And he said, like, where do the Chiefs rank? Like, are they the big rival now for the Bills? How would you answer that?
I would say yes. They're definitely the rival I feel is the strongest with the Bills, right? Because, I mean, we talked about it a couple weeks ago when the Dolphins were playing, like, looking back on who the rival is for ages of Bills fans. I definitely Kansas City. They're the team that's constantly gotten in the way of the Bills. Basically, they're 15 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they couldn't tie it up 13 seconds. Like, it is Kansas City for me, at least. Just
okay,
all
so,
these named games after losses to them, you know?
Right. All right, so I'm gonna disagree because I think the word rival matters here, right? Like, what does that mean? To me, it's not their rival; it's their barrier, right? I know that there's a rivalry between, like, and how maybe the rest of the country looks at Allen and Mahomes, but Allen hasn't gotten to a Super Bowl yet. Mahomes has several of them, and he has rings. They both have MVPs, and I do think that there's you play them twice a year, essentially, once in the regular season, once in the playoffs. That's what happens, and you can build rivalries that way. To me, it's not as much of a rivalry like that, though. To me, it's more of it's a barrier. It's the boogeyman, right? Hey, it's Halloween, baby, right? They're the boogeyman. That's who they are, the Kansas City Chiefs, to me. They're not the rival. The rival is still, well, it'll always be the Dolphins for me. I think Dolphins and Patriots are still bigger rivals to Bills fans. I think the Chiefs are more the boogeyman and the barrier.
Yeah, I could definitely get behind that. The Patriots, for sure, just most of my life, just remembering back to that, it was just dominance over the Bills. So there was no, like, rivalry. It's like calling the Bills-Dolphins is always a rivalry, but the current state of them, the Dolphins have, like, they've only won one game in the past, like, 13. So it's, like, tough to call that a rivalry. But, yeah, I can totally get behind that. The Chiefs are the boogeyman. That's very Halloween-centric.
You like that, right? All right, so listen, we are Halloween-centric today. If you come by Northtown Kia, that's where I am because we have some scary good treats for you, if you will, at Northtown Kia. 3900 Sheridan Drive in Amherst. A lot of times you don't hear me on a Thursday. Sal Capaccio with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. That's because today is a special day. I am here at Northtown Kia. We do the show here a couple different times during every football season. Had a show out here. It was right before the season started. And now we're doing another one here before the Bills take on the Kansas City Chiefs coming up on Sunday. 3900 Sheridan Drive in Amherst. Come on by. We have a lot going on here today, including WGR merch that you can walk away with. Yep, you can spin the wheel. We got T-shirts and bags and coffee mugs and candy. Candy. All right, so come on by. You can do that. Paula's Donuts. Oh, who doesn't love a good Paula's Donuts, right? They're sitting over there, and I'm like, man, I need to go grab one now, but I can't because I'm talking with you on the radio. But you can grab one if you walk down here. You come on down here and walk inside, I should say. You might not want to walk down. It is raining. So drive down. Come on in. And, of course, check out their entire lineup of cars, vehicles. Western New York's number one sales volume Kia dealer. Great certified pre-owned Kia. Check it out. All right, all of them. 4,500 Google reviews over that, averaging a 4.8-star rating. Northtown Kia is Western New York's favorite place for a certified pre-owned Kia. So come on down. Say hi. I'm here. We can chat a little bit. You can listen to the show a little bit. And you can hear also on the show, Tracy Wolfson. That's right, CBS sideline reporter. Tracy Wolfson, who does so many things, not just football. She's on the sidelines and the court for so many games, big time moments on CBS Sports. And she's calling the game this week with Jim Nantz and Tony Romo. That's going to happen on Sunday afternoon at 4:25 p.m. So come on down. You can hear Tracy Wolfson as well. She's not here with me. She's going to be on the phone line. But she'll be here this weekend for Bills Chiefs in Orchard Park. That's going to happen at 10:30. So we got Tracy Wolfson at 10:30. At 11 a.m., speaking of CBS, the Rochester CBS affiliate, Thad Brown, WROC-TV in Rochester. He's going to join me. And, of course, every week, most weeks, I'm on Bills Kickoff Live with Thad and Josh Reed and Matt Perino and Tim Graham and Carl Jones. So we're going to talk Bills and Chiefs with him and this entire Bills season. And some interesting stuff that was said yesterday by Sean McDermott, I thought, during the pre-practice press conference that we can discuss on what that means for the Bills and lineup going forward. So we'll do that as well. And, of course, Paul Hamilton at 11:30. I say, of course, because the Sabres have a game tonight. Sabres at Bruins tonight. And I agree with what Paul said a little while ago, Joe. Sabres can't lose. If you're going to be a serious team about the playoffs, you can't lose to the Bruins twice to start this year. Come on. What are we doing, right?
Yeah, it's been called a must-win by Jeremy White all morning as well. And I would concur at this point. You have to be able to dismantle the Bruins, especially the state they're in this season. It is a must-win.
Yeah, I agree. So the Sabres take on the Bruins tonight. Of course, we'll have that game for you on WGR Sports Radio 550. So make sure that you are tuned in for that and tuned in today as we talk Bills and Chiefs. All right, Joe. So I was kind of setting you up, too, and what I want to ask you is, what's the first Bills-Chiefs game you remember?
First Bills-Chiefs game I remember?
You don't have to go to it. Just one you watch. Could be on the road. Could be at home. Doesn't matter.
I remember the... I guess the one that's the most memorable in my mind. I know I've seen other ones. I can't like pinpoint an exact thought on them, though. The AFC Championship. I remember sitting there watching that game, the first one in 2020.
Oh, the COVID year.
The COVID year. And thinking, wow, like this team is just seems unbeatable. And I was happy the Bills were even just in the dance in the AFC Championship at that point, 2 years after drafting Josh Allen. But it felt just so out of sorts, like they had no chance in it because the Chiefs were just so dominant in that game. And I don't know, that's the one that comes to mind first for me. I've seen Alex Smith on the Chiefs. Don't get me wrong, I just don't remember specific matchups between the Bills and the Chiefs like prior to that, I guess.
That's interesting because I understand, like, I'm much older than you. I mean, I'm an old man at this point in my life, and I understand that. But, man, you only 2020, that's crazy because I know that's kind of when this whole thing started, right, with the Bills and the Chiefs and Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. I get all that, and that's kind of where we are. What's funny is, like, if you're of a certain age like me, okay, who is a little bit older, this goes back. It's not just Bills Chiefs. Yes, I know the rivalry now. These two teams matched up multiple times in the playoffs in the Super Bowl years. Did you know that? Like, are you aware of that history?
Yeah, I'm aware of the history. I don't, like, you know, of course I wasn't around to see it. I don't remember it.
Right.
So.
But I don't know if people realize, but in the Super Bowl years for the Bills, and of course I mean like 1990 through 93, the Bills and Chiefs actually matched up several times in the regular season in games that meant a lot and, you know, wound up meaning a lot or went one way, and in the playoffs. And I mean, I remember going back when neither team was good. You go back to the mid-80s, the Bills and the Chiefs both kind of stunk. And in fact, Joe, the Bills had, in the mid-80s, the Bills had a streak of, like, an NFL record losing road streak. Like, they lost the most straight road games of any team. They were that bad. And I believe they won in Kansas City to break that streak in the mid-80s. That's how bad the Chiefs were at the time.
Yeah.
So the Bills had this, like, long road losing streak. They go to Kansas City. They win in Kansas City. In fact, I have this here. It would have been, let me look, November 30th of 1986. Bills win 17-14. And I believe that was the Bills' first road victory in like 2 years.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, that's insane. That's crazy to think about. First road victory in 2 years. Insane.
Do you want to know what's even more insane? Think about this. You know how we talk now about these two teams play twice a year, regular season and playoffs, right? They're not in the same division, right?
Yeah.
You know what happened in 1986? They literally played twice in the regular season.
Really?
And they're not in the same division. And they weren't then either. The NFL schedule was really quirky back then, and there were only like 28 teams, not 32, and you had 16 games. And the Bills and Chiefs matched up twice in the regular season in 1986. And the Bills lost the first one at home in September, 20-17. And then they go to Kansas City and win in November, 17-14.
Wow, so now it's once in the regular season, once in the playoffs,
yeah,
but it's kind
right.
of, it's a reverse narrative. Chiefs, the Bills normally get the first one, and the Chiefs get the second one. It's kind of crazy.
All right, so then we get to the Super Bowl years, okay? And the Chiefs were this team where the Bills had a few Monday night games in those Super Bowl years where they just got just pounded on. The Steelers were one. The Steelers did it to them like twice, okay? And then the Chiefs did it once. 1991. This is a Bills, you know, going to the Super Bowl, and then the next year, they go to Kansas City, and Christian Okoye was a really good running back for the Chiefs. 122 yards and 2 touchdowns. Another guy named Harvey Williams, 103 yards. They had 2 dudes go for over 100 yards rushing. They ran for like close to 250 that night against the Bills. The Bills got completely annihilated and pounded. And Joe, I remember being a college student at the time. It sounded kind of like it does now in Buffalo on sports talk radio. Now, we didn't have social media back then, but we did have Art Wander on the air and John Murphy was doing a show. And I remember 1991, Bills going to the Chiefs that year and getting pounded 33-6 on Monday Night Football on national TV. What do you think the reaction was on Tuesday morning? What do you think the talk radio sounded like on WGR and WBEN?
I can only imagine. It was just pretty much like they need help. The sky was falling in a way.
Of course. And you know what was funny? That was their first loss in their first 6 games. They were 5-0 until that game. They lose, and everybody's like, well, you see, you can't play with the big boys, and yeah, enjoy the Super Bowl, but Kansas City, this is a great example of it's a long season, anything can happen. And Kansas City that year winds up then later, by the way, that same year, okay, coming to Buffalo in the playoffs, 1992, January 5th, 1992, the Kansas City Chiefs come to Buffalo in the playoffs. And Joe, after what happened in that first game when the Bills got completely destroyed by Christian Okoye on Monday Night Football, national television, later that year, the Chiefs come to Buffalo in the playoffs. What do you think happened then?
The Bills, did they completely beat the brakes off of them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, it was 37-7 in garbage time.
Whoa.
Before the Chiefs scored another touchdown.
That's crazy.
Right?
Talk about a turn of events. Yeah. Jeez.
I mean,
flip
yeah.
the script.
And in that game, it was Jim Kelly throwing for 273 and 3 touchdowns. He also threw 3 interceptions. Back then, that was kind of common, though. Way more than now. Like, the great quarterbacks then, like, do you know Jim Kelly? So what's a high completion percentage now in the NFL? What's a high completion percentage in the NFL? What's a low completion percentage? What does a guy need to be at for you to go, yeah, that's okay, right now in the NFL, you think?
65-70, I'd say.
Okay,
right?
Cool.
Kind of in there.
I'm gonna blow your brain.
Okay.
Blow your brain here with this, okay? I'm gonna blow your mind with this, okay? Jim Kelly in 1990 led the NFL with a 63.3 completion percentage.
Whoa. Led the NFL.
Led the NFL with a 63.3 percentage.
Who was it? Do you know? I don't know if you have everyone in front of you, but who was at the low? Like, I can only imagine if Kelly's leading at 63%.
It's a good question. Let me look at that. Hold on. I'm going to look at it right now. Jim Kelly, completion percentage. I will have to look at that. I'll find it here in just 1 second. Okay. Isn't that crazy, though?
Yeah, 63%. I mean, even today, like, you could look at it and be like, oh, that was okay. But the fact that it was leading the NFL is, that's the astonishing part of it all.
Okay, pass completion percentage. Okay, Jim Kelly, 1990, led the NFL. It's, I think it's amazing. 63.3, right? Okay, here we go. I got to find this. Passes intercepted. Pass completion. There we go. View all players in this category that year. Here we go. Kelly, completion percentage. Next was Warren Moon at 62. Joe Montana at 61. No one else. No other qualifiers were over 60%.
Whoa. That's unbelievable.
So the guys who are the normal like quarterbacks, the qualifiers, right?
Right.
Boomer Esiason, 55%.
What?
Vinny Testaverde, 55. Jim Everett, 55. Ken O'Brien of the Jets, 55. Is this wild or what?
That is wild. It shows you how much the game's like truly changed.
The game has so much changed. So changed.
Like just even
Kelly actually didn't. I mean, you look at it now, like he was 24-9 for TDs interception, which wasn't bad, but even that, like TDs, two guys had 30 TDs. That's it. Warren Moon and Randall Cunningham. How much has this game changed, right?
Yeah, I mean, look at Allen. I know his are passing and rushing, but he's on the streak of 40-plus per season. Like, that's unbelievable, you know?
It's amazing to think about. So that year, the Chiefs do come to Buffalo, and they lose in the playoffs, and that's 1992. And that's 1991 season. Mark Vlasic and Steve DeBerg were the quarterbacks for the Chiefs. All right, so let's do a little history here then. You go to the next year, okay? The Bills again go to Kansas City in 1993. In November of 1993, they go to Kansas City, and they get stomped on again. 23-7, the final score, okay? Jim Kelly, 214 yards passing. Joe freaking Montana throws for 208 for the Kansas City Chiefs, all right? And they run, what is it, Marcus Allen, Joe Montana on the same team. That was crazy when you think about back then. So, again, that year, there you go there. And then what happens in the playoffs? So the Bills, it was the reverse. You know how these days it's like Bills can beat the Chiefs in the regular season, but the Chiefs beat the Bills in the playoffs, right? That's what we talk about.
Right, yeah.
It was totally reversed back then. So in 1991, the Bills go to Kansas City and get trounced. They come back home. They beat the Chiefs in the playoffs. 1993, the Bills go to Kansas City, get hammered 23-7. They come back in the playoffs. This is now the AFC Championship game. What do you think happens? You know what happens.
Oh, yeah. The script flips again.
30-13 this time.
They blow
30
them out.
30-13.
It's so weird, okay? How history is repeating itself almost in like the – it's like bizarro history, though. Like it's the total
Yeah,
opposite.
It is. It's incredible. And by the way, that's the game. People might remember this. This is the game that Bruce Smith just destroyed Joe Montana, and he was out for the rest of the game. And people think that ended Montana's career. It didn't. Montana played one more year. He did play one more year, but Montana starts this game, and then Dave Craig comes in for him later in the game. And I remember being there. I remember being there for that game and for these games. Pretty crazy. And then after that, the Bills just kind of took care of the Chiefs for the next several years. And then they went back and forth. And then we had a little period. And if you remember, there were some games where, like, we're talking about the Doug Marrone years and the Rex Ryan. Chan Gailey, 2011. 2011, Chan Gailey's the head coach of the Bills. They open the season at Kansas City, and the Bills win 41-7. Then they come back, and that's the game, Joe, and you've seen the clips and highlights. You might know a little bit of it. Those are the games where the Bills beat the Raiders on the fifth scream at the end of the game, and then the Bills beat the Patriots in week three, and that's the Fred Jackson on the field with the flag and everybody going crazy.
Yeah.
That's that year.
Yeah, I do remember, like, family get-togethers and, like,
yes.
I was nine, so, like, I struggle to put together, like, exact memories of it, but I do have a memory of those games for sure. And then
man, I love it
all fell
it.
Apart
so I love-
from there.
Yeah, I love thinking about this stuff and the nostalgia. And listen, part of it is this is the last time, maybe, it is definitely the last regular season time, that the Kansas City Chiefs will come to Buffalo and play inside Highmark Stadium. And I was asked this week, somebody asked me this week, when it looks, comes to the new stadium, like, are you more sentimental about the old stadium or looking forward to the new? And I'm like, I guess at different times it's both. When I see the new stadium, I go to it. I've done some tours. I've been inside. I'm like, man, I cannot wait for this new stadium. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be incredible. But at the same time, you're trying to really kind of it's kind of like your kids, right? When you have kids. I have a son. He's 11. It goes by so fast. People know what I'm talking about. When you have a kid that goes by so fast, you want to savor every moment, but it goes by quick. That's what I'm trying to do this year with this stadium. It is the last time the Chiefs are coming in. And I'm not thinking about all the Chiefs games of the past inside this stadium. I am thinking about the history of these two teams, but it is going by quick. And it is the last time you might see the Chiefs inside Highmark unless they play in the playoffs against the Buffalo Bills when they come back for this game. And it is a big, big game. Why is it big? Because you take a look at the standings, folks, all right? I could make the argument. I could make the argument, Joe, that this game is bigger for the Kansas City Chiefs than it is for the Bills. Would you agree with that or no?
I could definitely see that because of their division. They could technically be behind two teams they're playing catch up with.
They already are behind two teams.
Yeah. Yes. So the Bills are only behind the Patriots. And
correct.
Schedule wise, they have a couple common opponents. Things could shake out. But the Kansas City Chiefs, this is technically a must win. We're calling the Sabres Bruins a must win. It's a must win for the Chiefs for sure because they kind of have to get the jump on the other two teams in their division. And the Broncos are playing hot right now.
And they still play each other twice, Kansas City and Denver.
Yeah, they haven't touched each other yet.
They still play the Chargers, and they've lost to the Chargers. So, look at it this way from a Kansas City. Let's just flip it around. Let's say that we're on in Kansas City radio right now. You're talking about if the Chiefs drop this game going to 5-4, being with two teams ahead of them in the standings, and even if you have the same record as the Bills, it won't matter at the end if the Bills win their division and you don't. You know what I mean? Like, the head-to-head won't come into play unless you're both division winners.
Right.
Because if the Bills are the division winner and the Chiefs are a wild card and they both have the same record, the Bills still host because they'll be the higher seed. It doesn't matter. So for Kansas City, I could make the argument that this is a bigger game for the Kansas City Chiefs than it is for the Buffalo Bills. Now, I'm not saying it's not big for the Bills. It is absolutely monstrous for the Bills because they have a team called the New England Patriots right now in front of them who looks like they're rolling, and their schedule is very conducive for them to continue to roll. They're 6-2. The Bills are 5-2. Now, we will know, let me make sure on this on my schedule here, we will know before the Bills, yep, and the Chiefs play, what the result is of the New England game. If the Patriots beat the Falcons, okay, which...
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're favored in that game. If the Patriots beat the Falcons, the Patriots are suddenly 7-2. The Bills are 5-2 and facing the Chiefs. Now you know that if the Bills lose the game, they drop to 5-3 with the Patriots at 7-2 and the head-to-head. It gets tough from there. You have to beat New England when you play them, and you got to have them drop at least one more game just to have a sniff at it for the division, right? Because you're – and that's you taking care of your own business. And the Bills' schedule after Kansas City is not the lightest – that we thought it was coming into the year. The Dolphins looked pretty darn good last week, and now they get the Ravens tonight, and they get, by the way, 10 days to get ready for the Bills.
Yeah, and they played the Bills tough a couple weeks ago, so it's always a tough matchup. No matter what Miami looks like, divisional games, we saw it with the Patriots too when they were kind of at the bottom. Kind of gave Drake May kind of gave him a run last season, and of course this season, look what happened. So divisional games, you can never predict. Anything can happen.
And then you have the Bucs come in here, and we know the Bucs look really good. Then the Texans, Texans' defense is really, really good. Steelers' defense is not, but it is the Steelers. It's at Pittsburgh. You get Cincinnati, and they can put up points on the board. Then you get New England again, a Cleveland defense that's great. Philadelphia, I mean, it's the Super Bowl champs. And then the Jets at the end. I mean, suddenly this schedule that we were looking at the beginning of the year and going, oh, yeah, Bills have a lot of opportunity. Well, they got to take care of some business now against some tough teams, some tougher teams. Then we thought. Tracy Wolfson on the other side, CBS Sports. She'll be on the call on the sidelines with Jim Nance and Tony Romo on Sunday. The Northtown Extra Point Show, Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, live from Northtown Kia today. Sal Capaccio with you, 3900 Sheridan Drive in Amherst. Come on by. Well, thank you so much to so many of you who have tweeted me at Sal Sports to let me know it is Regina. Regina, Saskatchewan. Not Regina. I didn't know. I didn't know exactly how to pronounce it. I was on a radio station up in Saskatchewan with some Bills fans, the host of the Bills fan, and we're talking about, you know, the World Series and all that too, and I didn't know when I said it which way it was. And I'm going to welcome in Tracy Wolfson right now, CBS Sports. Always a pleasure to talk to Tracy. She's on the call this Sunday, Bills Chiefs, 4:25 p.m. in Orchard Park with Jim Nance and Tony Romo. Good morning. Always great to talk with you.
Hey, definitely not going there with what you guys were just talking about. So I'll let you decide how to pronounce
okay
that city.
I totally get it, but I'm like, I didn't want to disrespect the city or anything like that. Apparently this is Saskatchewan's capital, right? But it just goes to show you, Bills fans everywhere. And of course you've seen this evolution, Tracy, and we've been talking about the evolution of the rivalry, if you want to call it that, between the Chiefs and the Bills. And you know, this just resonates so much. It's why you're here this weekend. It's why you and Jim and Tony have done so many of these games. What's it been like from your standpoint, from the outside, and then coming and watching in Kansas City, in Buffalo, regular season playoffs, watching these two organizations go at it so often?
Yeah, you know, this will be our 10th time doing one of these matchups, whether it's in the regular season or the postseason. And, you know, I mean, every time, you know, it's a big game. And certainly before, you know, the schedule even comes out, that's the game we target. That's the game that CBS wants. That's the game we go over or we go after. And that regular season game, I mean, we always assume, which you can't, that they'll wind up meeting in the postseason and we'll get that one, although I think this year it could be different, right? But going into this one, you know, you just feel that energy. It's a big game. It's national everywhere. You know you're going to get two competitors that have history together. I was part of Brady rivalry, but not when Manning was with Indianapolis, more when he was with Denver, but you know, it's very similar. You know, you look up, you know, to these games, they look up to each other. They, you know, and we know what entails every time these two teams come together. And every time we're in, whether it's Kansas City or Buffalo, you can feel it. The fans are into it. It's just a whole other level.
No doubt about that. And of course, this year, there's a little added bonus with the fact that this is the last scheduled Kansas City game inside this stadium, Highmark Stadium. You've been coming to this stadium for years. What are some of your thoughts about this stadium and the charm maybe of it, or how it is around the league with the fans being right on top of you and the atmosphere at Highmark Stadium?
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely love it. The fans in Buffalo, it doesn't get better than that. And honestly, Kansas City fans are just as into it and on top of you. They both have these college feel to it, which I started my career in the SEC. And when you walk into those environments and those stadiums, that's how you feel. They're, like you said, they're right on top of you. Now, certainly, you know, as a reporter that's on the field like you for seven straight hours, depending when we get there, you know, a dome would be really nice. It's embracing the elements. It's what makes Buffalo, Buffalo. You know, I'm glad they opted not to do that. Certainly helps with home field advantage. But looking forward to experiencing the new stadium, but I'll miss this one because this one has, you know, a lot of uniqueness and charm to it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, I'm glad you brought it up, you know, 7 hours on the field and what happens and the fact that it's not just, hey, as a reporter, as a sideline reporter, as a broadcaster, you don't just, you know, obviously show up and you're there for 3 hours. But let's kind of walk through your week. I don't know if I've ever asked you. I'd like you to kind of educate my listeners a little bit on what your week is like when you prepare for a national broadcast, when you know you're going to get this game, when you start preparing for it, and how that week shapes for you.
Yeah, I mean, I started kind of just like, you know, you're always watching both of these two teams, no matter what. So you're also, you know, following along, taking some notes, you know, maybe saving some articles you see that might be, you know, that's something that we might be able to use during these games, just to keep yourself up on it. You know, we haven't had Buffalo since the Jets game. We just had Kansas City, but it was against Oakland, so certainly different. For me, no matter whether it's a national game, a Super Bowl game, or just an interconference game, it doesn't matter, an league game, who cares? It's going to be still, you're going to go about your preparation exactly the same because you're just preparing for a game. And you don't think about how many people are watching. Now, certainly you think about your audience and gearing it towards them a little bit more, but it's a national game, so you also have to gear it towards those that are just tuning in that maybe don't know a lot about the Chiefs or the Bills, or aren't following them week in and week out. You know, when you get those 1 o'clockers, certainly you're going to get more of those Chiefs-Bills fans watching, which is very rare. We would probably never have this game at a 1 o'clock game. But, right. You know, I think, you know, the preparation really starts. For me, I get so excited with the prep. I look forward to that. And I started on my red eye home from Denver on Sunday night, which is not really a red eye either. Ian Eagle calls it a pink eye, and he's so right. It's about 3.5 hours at the most. And so, you know, I started then, you know, you start reading a lot. I follow you and all the beat reporters at Buffalo and all the beat reporters at Kansas City, because you guys are the one with boots on the ground day in and day out and really know what's happening at where I've been dealing with, you know, another game the prior week. And so that's really what it is. It's just research, finding the stories, finding the angles. What are the key stats that you're going to be looking towards? And then we meet with the coaches. We meet with the players. You talk to players on the side. I'll talk to players during the week on my own on phone. And then we'll meet with the teams when we get in or via Zoom. This week, we're going to have a little bit of a mix just because of people's schedules. You meet with coaches. You meet with the players, star players. And that's where you get so much of your information, because we read about it a lot. But we also just don't want to regurgitate what someone else is writing. We want to follow up, hear it from the horse's mouth, really get what they have to say and if they can expand on anything. So when we're out there reporting, we can say, I spoke with Josh Allen and he told me this. And so that's really what it looks like. We'll go to dinner and can't wait. We've got a great dinner lined up in Buffalo, always.
Always.
And then Saturday, we'll do the same. When Kansas City comes in, we'll meet with them. And then we'll have our production meeting, which always entails kind of prepping, you know, the opening of our show, what kind of video elements we'll use, graphics we'll use, what are our storylines we want to get into. And then, you know, you basically head out, like we talked about, 4 hours before the game and do some last-minute research, last-minute communication with people, maybe some hits for the studio show. We have our studio coming out this week, which is going to be awesome. And that's kind of what it is. It's like Groundhog Day. I do that basically every week. And it rarely changes. It doesn't even matter depending on the game.
Give me a storyline that you're interested in from the Buffalo angle this week, and then one from the Kansas City angle that you've talked about, you've looked at, and you guys will be asking about.
Yeah, like I said, I'm definitely still working through everything. I think, you know, defensively for the Bills, I mean, that's kind of a topic of conversation right now. Sifting through that, and certainly read about, you know, Sean taking a little bit more of the play calling recently. You know, the injuries on the defensive side of the ball, the defensive line, where it's at. You know, it's not an out-of-the-box story, but certainly a big storyline going into the game. And in games like this, you're not finding the out-of-the-box stories because you're probably not going to have time to tell them. If it doesn't relate to the game specifically, if it doesn't relate to the storylines or the X's and O's, or then you're not, you know, you're probably not getting in. The game's going to just be too good. I always love to hear from each other, you know, from both teams, the rivalry, the importance. And I think this game in particular, because neither team is leading their division for the first time, there's a lot at stake there, and maybe a lot more at stake than ever before, because you go into those games and the mentality is we'll see them again. And I think in the post-game interview, always the quarterback, whether it's Josh or Patrick, is telling me that. I know usually, you know, Josh during these regular season games, but are telling me that they'll, you know, I'm sure we'll see each other again. We don't know, right? We have no idea. Yep. There's so many other players more so than ever in this race. So I think a conversation about that, certainly where the Chiefs are right now, clicking on all cylinders, they're having fun. They're getting back to where they were maybe even before Tyreek, right? Maybe even before this rivalry, you know, really took shape. I don't even know. Maybe the best, you know, maybe this is the most complete game team we've seen from the Chiefs. We'll hear it from them, you know, where they are right now at this point of the season. And so I think, you know, those are really two things that stand out. Certainly, you know, losing Pacheco, if he can't play, will hurt, but, you know, they can run the ball in other ways. So, you know, I think that's, and that's something they will have to exploit if they want to take advantage of Buffalo. And so, those are a few kind of things that come, you know, right to the forefront of my mind. But to be honest, once you start talking to these coaches and players, really more comes out.
Yep.
Right. And you have so many storylines. I'm talking to Chris Jones later today. I always love to ask him and love to ask Vags, how do you get Josh down? Right. How do you tackle him? How do you bring him down? Because we know, especially in these games, he likes to take, you know, the whole team on his shoulders, and he's going to do whatever he can to win this game. And so, you know, number one is containing Josh Allen. And so I always love to hear from Spags and from, you know, Chris Jones. I think Mike Dana called him a lumberjack this week. You know, I mean, it's always great to hear the descriptions when it comes to Josh Allen.
Last one, before I let you go, I appreciate your time. Big picture, AFC, Indy's at the top. New England is up there. Denver's up there. It's not the same cast of characters we've been seeing the last few years with Buffalo and Baltimore and usually Cincinnati. What do you make of this AFC from what you've seen so far and how competitive it is?
It is absolutely wild. And you know the crazy thing? We have yet to see Indy or New England. So we are going into November, and the two top teams in the AFC we have yet to see, which just goes to show you they were not on our radar going into the year. And, you know, we've got them. We had the Baltimores and the Cincies and the Pittsburghs, which are still in the mix. We'll see what happens, right? And, of course, you guys and the Chiefs. And so we will see New England next week against Tampa Bay. It won't be an AFC matchup, but certainly will be a competitive matchup. It would be great to kind of get a feel for this New England team. And there's a very good chance we've got that Indy-Kansas City game coming up, which will be a barometer of where both teams are at and how they, you know, maybe, you know, a preview of what we'll see in the playoffs. And so a lot could change. I mean, I think looking at Indy, they really have not had a difficult schedule. They have a much more difficult, maybe the third highest, most difficult schedule going forward. So to see, you know, if they can keep it up, I've been really impressed with Shane Steichen and what he's put together. Daniel Jones, Jonathan Taylor, their offense looks explosive. And then certainly New England. Mike Vrabel, one of my favorite coaches to be around. Really proud of what he's been able to do there. And
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll see them next week. So looking forward to that. This race is going to be awesome. It really is. I think there's a lot of unknowns, but a lot will ride on this game as well in terms of seeding down the stretch.
I'm curious, does tonight's game, like the result, let's say Baltimore, if Baltimore wins tonight against Miami, does that impact kind of what happens with you guys and your schedule and how CBS kind of treats what maybe happens over the next several weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it always impacts it because we really just kind of know the next, you know, we always know our 425s, but we have a Baltimore game coming up later on this season in Maryland, and I'm going to assume it's Pittsburgh. I don't really remember who they're playing because it's a little far away. It's, you know, end of November, but yes, right? If they lose to Miami, that could definitely change. There could be another, you know, matchup on that schedule that, you know, we could be seeing. I think maybe that same weekend might be Jacksonville Indy, which, you know, when you think of market size, and I'm just speaking, you know, I don't know anything, but when you think of market size, you think, okay, that Baltimore-Pittsburgh game or whatever, whoever Baltimore's playing will probably get more, you know, more eyeballs. But that Jacksonville Indy game, because Jacksonville's still somewhat in the mix, could be really good too, right? So, yes. Every game means something. Our 425s are basically set. Certainly there could be some mixing and matching. And it's not only us, by the way, right? You got Sunday night, you got Thursday night, you know, even Monday night. They can go and switch around. They got to give some advance notice, but they could switch things around and take something from us. So, you know, I do think we feel comfortable with where we're at the next few weeks, and we've got some incredible matchups coming up on CBS.
No doubt, including, obviously, Sunday, 4:25 p.m. on CBS. Jim Nantz, Tony Romo, and the great Tracy Wolfson. Thanks a lot for your time. Now, listen, I know where I'm going every week. You don't, so, I mean, that's crazy that you do that. But I do know you're going to have a great dinner in Buffalo, no matter where you go, because you always do. And I know there's some great restaurants here. So enjoy your time here. Enjoy your dinner. And, obviously, we'll see you on the field for the game.
I have one question. What's the weather report?
Okay, that's great. So I will have Patrick Hammer on tomorrow. He's from our NBC affiliate here. He does the weather every Friday. But we were talking about it last week, and I've been looking. I think we're going to be between 45 and 50 degrees. Okay. Little slight chance of rain maybe, but I think we're going to be okay as far as precipitation, between 45 and 50 degrees, mostly cloudy.
Okay. All right. I'll take that.
You'll take it, right?
Thank you. Yep. I appreciate it.
You got it. Now you know how to dress.
And
listen,
if you
don't bring the raincoat and it rains, I'm sorry that I gave you bad information. If it starts snowing, I definitely gave you bad information, but I think we're going to be okay.
You never know in Buffalo, though.
That's exactly right. Hey, great to talk to you, and I'll see you on Sunday on the field. Thank you.
See you there. Thanks. Goodbye.
All right, you got it. That is Tracy Wolfson, CBS. They have the game, and we're going to talk with Thad Brown, WROC-TV in Rochester, CBS Sports, coming up just a little while, 11 o'clock, right here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. All right, Bills-Chiefs, Sunday, 4:25 p.m. This is a big game, I agree. Tracy said, you know, there might be more at stake in this game than there has been in recent Bills-Chiefs regular season games, and I agree with that because you look, the Bills are looking up at the standings of the Patriots. The Chiefs are looking up at the standings of both the Chargers and the Broncos. The loser of this game is going to have it's going to be very hard for them to get, get to the one seed for sure. But even then, just to have a home game by winning your division. Like, it becomes harder to win the division. I think if the Bills lose this game, if the Patriots win and the Bills lose, suddenly the Bills are no longer the favorites probably in the AFC East. They still are, by the way. They still are the favorites because they're only one game back and they play the Patriots. But I think if the Patriots beat Atlanta, the Bills lose, you're probably looking at a flip of, you know, the Bills not being the favorites to win the division at that point. As far as the Chiefs are concerned, you cannot drop another game in your division, drop another loss, and be behind two teams they already are in their division with Denver and L.A. Now, after this game, we all know the Bills next week go to Miami. The Patriots have their bye. Then they get the Broncos and Colts. I mean, you want to talk about, you know, big games for the Chiefs. I said the Patriots, I think. The Chiefs have their bye. Then it's Broncos and Colts. So a lot still to be decided here in the AFC. And it's all on Sunday in Orchard Park for the Bills and Chiefs. Tonight, Sabres take on the Boston Bruins. We'll talk with Paul Hamilton at 11:30. Thad Brown on the way next on WGR. Live from Northtown Kia, 3900 Sheridan Drive in Amherst. Sal Capaccio with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call. Because real protection means showing up. even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.